Hello, I'm Floyd Miller, the host of It's Everything West Texas, and I mean everything. Some of our topics are going to make you laugh, and some will make you cry. I guarantee you all of them will make you think. It is the podcast that highlights people and issues in West Texas. As a neighbor, we want to talk with you. The goal is not necessarily to get agreement, but it is about understanding. Subscribe today and never miss another podcast. Hello, my name is Floyd Miller, and I am the host of It's Everything West Texas. And as you know, we try to bring you great programs. Today, I believe that we have a great program. It's one that is going to center on the community. We're going to be talking a little bit about the Cinco de Mayo parade and activities that's going to take place Friday, May the 3rd. We have two individuals that will be talking with us today, two of the major sponsors, and we want to thank all of our sponsors. But in the studio with me today, we have Jason Penn with Penn National Security Service. And calling in remotely, we have Allison Alvarez, who is the marketing director of Arafort. So at this time, Jason and Allison, I'd like to welcome y'all to the program today.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Thank you so much.
Well, we're glad that you're here, and we know that both of you are here. We know that you all are both busy people. Allison's probably a little more busy today. That's why she's not in the studio with us. But Allison, first of all, I want to say that we're thankful that Arafort is one of the supporters of this event. And so I want you to tell us just a little bit about yourself and then tell us why Arafort decided to be one of the sponsors of this event.
Sure. So my name is Allison Alvarez. I've been at Aero for about 4 years and came to Aero because of their dedication to the community. And this event is just another example of the support that Aero provides. And we're so excited to get to celebrate the Hispanic community in Abilene with the Cinco de Mayo event.
Okay. Is this an event that you normally celebrate every year? And if so, how do you normally celebrate it?
This is the first year that Aero has been a sponsor for the Cinco de Mayo parade. We're so excited to have it downtown and get to do a festival and bring out the musicians and Ballet Folklorico and the mariachi. I think it's going to be such a fun event. I know when my family celebrates Cinco de Mayo, we just spend time together, maybe with a margarita. And I'm really excited to be able to bring my kids out to the parade on Friday.
Great. Now, you know, Cinco de Mayo, it is certainly something from the Hispanic culture, but why do you think it might benefit other people to also participate in this activity?
I think it's so important for us to celebrate all cultures and culturally significant events because culture is passed down generation to generation. And if we don't celebrate it, then it could disappear. And so even those that are not from the Hispanic community, it's such a vibrant and beautiful celebration. And it's something that enriches all of our lives, no matter what culture we come from.
You know, and of course, the person that is really the catalyst behind this is Ada Pantoa. And, you know, the thing that I like about Ada, she's about everybody. I mean, she is about community. And I have a lot of friends from the Hispanic community and have been around Hispanics for a long time. But I mean, Ada just brings another level of in my opinion, of crossing those boundaries, if you want to use that word, and bringing people together. I appreciate the things that you have said. Do you have, and you're free to stay on the line as long as you would like, but is there anything else that you would like to say at this time relating to this event or anything?
I would echo what you say. Ada is so wonderful. I think she is everything that Abilene strives to be, which is just inclusive and celebrates all and gives everyone an opportunity to shine. And so she does such an amazing job with this event, and we're so excited to be involved. Ford Motor Company as a whole has shown their support to celebrate the Hispanic community. And this is just one way that we get to connect with our friends and neighbors on the local level. And we're excited to see everyone out at the Cinco de Mayo parade on Friday. So we'll see you there.
Oh, okay. And like I said, you're free to hang around if you can. Otherwise, we're going to start talking. And if you happen to be on the line and you want to interject something, just go ahead. So I'm sitting here just looking right across at Jason Penn. Jason is the owner of Penn National Security Service. And again, Jason, I want to welcome you, and I'll ask you one of those same questions. Why? Tell us a little bit about yourself, your business, and why you are supporting Cinco de Mayo.
Thank you. We're a security company out of Sweetwater, Abilene. We're new to the area. We're family owned. We've been in business almost 4 years now, with previous law enforcement background. What we would like to, this is my first year for Penn National Security to sponsor the event. The event, we would like to keep everybody safe in the event. That's why we'll have some of our security guards out. You'll see them out patrolling the event. If you see them, go out and say hi to them, and I'll be one of them out there as well. So you'll be able to see me out there. The event is an awesome event that Ada put together for the community. I think it will bring everybody together. If you're not familiar with the Cinco de Mayo history, you could come to it and learn a lot of good information that in the history of it.
Well, one of the things that I was happy to hear you say is security. We got that under control. You know, we live in an area now where we just need to take all of those precautions that we can so that our children and everybody else that's in that event is going to be secure. And I understand that some of the streets where the main things are taking place is going to get locked off too.
That's what I understand. It's going to happen right there in front of the Grace Museum is what Ada was telling me. And we've been down there to look at it and got our plan together and just walk around and keep everybody safe and talk to everybody and get to know people in the community.
Well, I know there's going to be a lot of things going on. I think they're going to have three bands. These bands are all Hispanic culture, and I think that's a good thing, because if we're trying to learn about other people, I think we need to take a little while and absorb ourselves in the things that that they are doing. But in addition to the parade, which starts at 6 o'clock, I think lineup time is 5:30 p.m. The parade's going to probably go from about 6 to 7, and then the festivals really get underway. There's going to be in addition to the bands, there's going to be plenty of good eating. There's going to be several food trucks there. So I know we'll be able to eat quite a bit. And one of the other things about this particular event, the proceeds that's being raised go to, one half of them are going to go to CASA, which is Big Country CASA, which is an organization that help children. It's an organization that basically have members that advocate for children that might find themselves in difficult situations, and we can definitely get on board with that. And the other thing is the other half of the money actually goes to a scholarship fund. The West Texas Tribune is helping Ada because we are 501c3, but the scholarship fund that it goes to is actually the Floyd Miller TSTC Opportunities Fund. It was a fund that was established to help young people go to a trade school or technical school. You know, we think about four-year college. Four-year college is not for everybody. And if you're talking about making money, you can go to technical school and make as much or more than going to college. So we're not knocking either one, but this is just another outlet for people that maybe choose not to go to college. So some of this money is going for the scholarship fund, and none of it's going to Ada. I just have to sing the praises of her because she does a whole lot for this community. Have you, Jason, have you known Ada for a while?
Yes, I've known her when she lived over in Roscoe. I've been on the fire department at Roscoe since 1996, and I did some dispatching at the police department in Sweetwater, and I knew her from the Roscoe days when she lived over there.
Okay. Jason, do you have anything else that you want to say about this parade, about this particular event?
I would like to say a big thanks to Ada for getting it all together. And I know she probably had some other people help get her, to help her to get this thing put together. It's an awesome event for everybody to go to. Like I said, it brings the community together. Our business is a family-owned business. We like to give back to our communities as much as we can and just keep people safe.
Okay, well, I want to thank you, Jason, and thank you, Allison, for coming to help us give out the information. But as we close, I would like to just mention the other sponsors, of course, Penn National Security Services, Ara Ford, First Financial Bank of Sweetwater, North's Funeral Home, La Villa, Oscar's Mexican Restaurant, Mary's Palatera, Lavaz, ACU, RGF Insurance Agency, Mox Coffee, Takira, Nostro Mexico, Gay Basher, Community Foundation of Abilene, Melvin and Mary Ann Martin, Abilene Auto Spa, and the Knights of Columbus. These things cannot be done without you. We appreciate all of the efforts. This is what helps make Abilene the wonderful city that it is. Again, Jason, thank you for being here in the studio with us today.
Thank you very much.
Timothy West Texas is a production of KACU and is sponsored by the West Texas Tribune and Floyd Miller Investments. Securities and investment advisory services offered through FSC Securities Corporation, member FINRA SIPC. FSC is separately owned and other entities and or marketing names, products or services referenced here are independent of FSC. Floyd Miller can be reached at 3300 South 14th Street, Suite 100 in Abilene, Texas, 325-676-0138. I'm Floyd Miller, your host. Subscribe today.